Too much bemoaning from Jim. Had a gut full of him. Let's move on. 30-player list, every what you know in the AFLW. Kate Horn knows about that. She's a star for the Melbourne Football Club. I, in fact, think she might be the difference for them throughout their finals campaign. They've got Adelaide in Adelaide this week. They beat them a month ago. Can they do it again? They're the hottest team in footy. Kate joins us on the Breakfast Club. Good morning, Kate.
Good morning. How are you going?
Going very well, thank you. Not as well as you girls, though. I mean, your last month of footy has been nothing short of extraordinary. When you saw the rejigged fixture, Kate, did you think that it was going to be possible to do what you've done?
Yeah, look, I guess internally we definitely had faith. Yeah, it was probably a bit of a shock to the system when you see you've got the three top teams coming up in the last three rounds and you've pretty much got to knock off every one of them. But I guess our mentality was if you want to be the best, you've got to beat the best. And yeah, we've managed to do that so far. So I guess another challenge this week awaits.
So what did you learn from beating Adelaide 3 weeks ago at Casey Fields? Now, very different in Adelaide this week when they're on their home deck. But what did you learn about how to beat them 3 weeks ago?
Yeah, I think we played them. I think it was in our second or third season. And we actually had to win that game to make finals. And they just completely bullied us. So yeah, going into that game a couple of weeks ago, we just needed to be really strong around the contest. Obviously, they've got a couple of big-bodied mids in Marinoff and Hatchard and Phillips. So, yeah, we just wanted to win the contest and play the footy in our forward half. And I think we did a really good job of that a couple of weeks ago. So we'll have the same game plan going into this week.
Kate, congratulations on your year so far and good luck this weekend. We're all on Daisy watch at the moment. How is she going? Will she get up?
Yeah, geez, I think everyone's on Daisy watch at the moment. I mean, yeah, we'll be right without her. We've won a couple of games without her, so surely we don't need her.
Easy, easy.
It's just the story, isn't it? And look, we feel for Daisy. Obviously, you know, knowing Bob Murphy really well and what happened in 2016 and his injury, you just hope that she's able to recover to get back, because it's just a great story for what she's done so much for the Melbourne Football Club, for the AFLW in general, really.
Oh, yeah, 100%. And she is so important to our team. Like, not only what she does on the field, but just her leadership. And, I mean, she's been able to continue that when she has been injured. You know, she's the first one barking out orders and coaching from the sidelines. But, yeah, look, knowing Daisy, like, if anyone's going to get up for a grand final, it'll be Daisy Pierce. So, yeah, I guess we'll just have to track her progress. She's been going pretty well. I think she was out there having a jog and a kick the other night, so... anything can happen when it's Daisy.
Yes, you wouldn't put anything past her. Kate, I'm just interested, have you changed anything in the way that you've played over the last 4 or 5 weeks when you've been on this streak, or is it just confidence got into the group and you just grew with what you were trying to do under the tutelage of Mick Stanier?
Yeah, I think we probably had to change a few things. Obviously, we had a loss to the Bulldogs and Collingwood 2 weeks in a row, and in AFLW, obviously, every game's so important. And if you drop two, you're kind of sliding down the ladder and you're missing out on finals. So we swung a few changes. Obviously, Daisy went forward. We threw Eden Zanker in the midfield, Teagan Cunningham in the ruck. And, yeah, I think they just gave us a different look and a bit of a different balance in the team, like Ido going into the middle, just another big body. But, yeah, I think as well as those changes, just a bit of a change in mentality and, we just really wanted to hunt the footy and be a tough team to play against. And I think we've really bought that over the next few weeks. And in finals, that's what you've got to be. You've got to be tough around the contest. You've got to just will yourself over the line. So, I think we've really bought that, and hopefully we can this week again.
Keen to talk about Eden Zanker a bit. She's 183. She's a big unit, and she's playing as a mid. And 183 in the women's game is ruck sort of territory, Kate, and she's playing as a mid. Did you think she had this in her?
Yeah, definitely. Ido's a beast. I've been lucky enough to see her pretty close in the forward line training with her all the time. And, yeah, she's just a beast. She's hard to match up on. She's a tall girl. She's strong. She's really quick for her size too. So I think that move to the midfield is here to stay. And she loves being around the footy. I think last week she had something like 7 or 8 free kicks in the first quarter. So opposition teams don't really know what to do with her or how to handle it. So I'm glad she's on my team.
Kate, from one of the tallest to one of the smallest in Lily Mithen, I think her year has been absolutely sensational. Out on the wing, just running around, uses the ball so well. Have you seen her year as an individual and the growth in her game, I think, has gone to another level?
Don't be nice just because you're mates.
No. Lil definitely has taken her game to another level this year. She works really hard in the off season. Obviously, we did a lot of our training together during COVID, heaps of running sessions. So I've seen the hard work she's put into her game. And I think probably the difference this year is, yeah, not only her fitness, but just her composure with ball in hand. She's one of our best users. And she's just getting really consistent with her footy. So she's really important to our team. I've got a little shout out. Go Lil.
Yeah, go Lil. You still housemates, you two?
Yeah, we are.
Oh,
yep.
Goodness. She hasn't got you any horses, has she, with the old man?
She's got a few, yeah. We get sent through the tips every week.
Nice work.
Mr. Quickie. He always seems to win.
He does, Mr. Quickie. He's very good. Always bloody wins. Hey, can I ask you before I let you go about Mick Stanier? Why do you mention him before, the coach who's been there from the start with the D's, and this is his last year. He's heading off, I think he's back to Queensland. I think he's heading off at the end of the year with the family. Is there a bit of an element of do it for Mick coming up?
That's news to me, going up to Queensland. But
that might not be right.
Just yeah, broken in the story on the.
I hope you've got your wires crossed there. I'll have to have a word to him at training tonight. Nick, you're going anywhere.
I thought he was going.
What have you done, Harp? You caused it up for the eve of a prelim final.
I thought they announced at the start of the year it was going to be his last year.
Half. Stop spreading rumours. Come on.
I'm going to look through my press releases. I reckon I read that right. I might not be right, Kate. Oh, I might not.
It's news to me. But anyway, hopefully that doesn't happen.
Oh, we'll do it for Mick anyway.
always do it for Mick.
You've been great to watch, Kate, the last month or so, particularly against the best teams in footy. You can go into this game full of confidence, I reckon, against the Crows. Good luck to you. We'll be watching with great interest.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Good.